Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question about love. Well, regardless of whether you're married or dating, God still calls you to love others sacrificially. Others meaning your parents, children, other believers, and unbelievers as well. But you can't deny our love is often tainted with self-centeredness. Paul deals with that in one of the most practical chapters in Scripture, Romans 12, where he says, "Let love be without hypocrisy." Well, John, as we think about love today on Valentine's Day, tell us what love without hypocrisy should look like.
Well, I think we could come at it a couple of ways. First of all, it would be love that is genuine, which means it's not related to flattery. Flattery is a sin and a very common thing done in the world and in our society. In fact, people throw away the concept of love. "Oh, I love you" is a common expression made to people that is basically superficial and intended to flatter them to gain something. That's love with hypocrisy. The other thing would be the obvious thing, that you say you love someone, but in your heart you really don't. You say it simply because you think it's expected. Another aspect of it would be saying you love someone, but never doing anything that genuinely demonstrates the nature of that love. We often say, when we're talking about the love that Scripture exalts, the agapao, to love, that verb, that it's action. It's not something you say, it's manifestly something you do. And Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Love without hypocrisy is not flattery, it's not a lie, and it is sacrificial.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Romans, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com and have a lovely Valentine's Day.